You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
Honorable.
Oh.
Trustworthy.
Okay.
Respectable.
Mm.
On this show, we're none of those things.
I was going to say.
That's why sometimes we like to hear from people who actually are.
Oh.
Because it gives us a glimpse into the world of people who aren't complete radio scum of the earth. And just for good measure, we'll also disguise their voices as they share a big confession on our show.
If they're such good people, why are they disguising their voices, Jeffrey?
Just go with it,
okay.
Brooke. We have a very honorable, respectable woman on the line right now. She wants to go by the fake name, Donna. Donna, welcome to the show of disgusting people.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, show of disgust.
All right, Donna.
Mom's proud.
All right, so we are disguising your voice, Donna. Whenever you're ready to dish, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm very nervous.
It's all right. This is a safe place for the most part, so go ahead.
Okay, so I'm a huge fan of this famous music artist, but this was, like, before he was really big. He was just, like, medium.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
So where you can, like, actually go see the band play at a bar or something still.
No, bigger, like, I don't want to say who he is, but his initials are HS.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
I don't think that the HS I'm thinking of was ever small. Small musician.
Donna, you're Stolcom?
You're on the voice changer. Like, nobody knows who you are. You can just...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Say tell it. Like, us. Come on.
I already know from your email who it is. Like, you might as well just say it.
Oh, I don't know. Is it safe? Is it, like, am I a high-pitched voice? Am I low? Like, what?
I don't think
that the pitch matters. Did you sign an NDA?
Oh.
No?
Then you're good.
Yeah, you're good, yeah.
Okay. Spill the tea.
Okay. So, you'll know because, like, he was in a big group before, but now he's solo.
Oh, for God's sakes, just say Harry Styles.
Yes!
Is that what we're talking about?
Is that what it is?
Fine.
All right, so,
okay, it's Harry.
Yes,
all we know so far is you're a big fan of Harry Styles.
Who isn't? Yeah, I mean, for real.
Yeah, even I
look
like
at
the guy.
Him.
I mean, he's just lovable.
So what history do you have with Harry?
Okay, so I had a friend that was working at a hotel that he was going to be staying at.
Okay.
And so she knows he uses this fake name, Mick Green, to book places.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So you're already stalking him. I see where we're going.
So this one night after he did a show in town, I went to the hotel super late just because, like, I wanted to meet him or whatever.
Right. Right. So you're, like, casually hanging out at the hotel bar for hours.
All right.
The lobby wasn't good enough for my friend, and she had a universal key card. And so we went up to his suite.
No.
And she let me in his room.
Oh, okay. Anyway. This is so messed up, but I don't know why I'm so into this.
Oh, my God.
He was not there yet.
He wasn't there.
Wait, he wasn't there.
Yeah. Okay.
So now you guys are breaking and entering into Harry Styles' hotel room.
Oh, my God.
So I did. I hid in the closet.
What?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to leave my coat in this closet. Oh, look at this beautiful woman. Would you like to have sex?
No, make love.
Make love.
Okay, he sounds way hotter than that. I just want to say.
Okay.
I mean, I get what you're saying. That your idea is he's automatically going to want to do that with you.
Okay.
Or he's going to call security.
Well, what happens?
That's what my brain is thinking. So I'm waiting, and around 2 a.m., the doors open, like I see through the closet, and somebody is carrying him. In, like, hero style, a security guard, and whatever, he's out of it. He must have been partying or tired or whatever.
Oh, dang.
And they just put him in the bed, and then they leave.
Oh,
and so I'm sitting there, like, listening, and I wait, like, maybe 5 minutes to see if he gets up, and he's just snoring, and I'm like, okay, I guess I should leave.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so creepy.
I love it.
What is going through your head? Are you freaking out?
Wow.
Like, how are you going to sneak out?
No, when you sneak out, you crawl into bed with him. You got to get a little snuggle up in there.
Guy's unconscious. You can't do that.
You don't have to do anything. You just want to sleep in that bed.
Yeah, maybe smell his hair a little bit.
Cuddle him. Just stare at him while he's unconscious.
What's wrong with that?
So I'm like, okay, no one's going to believe me. So I go over to the bed, and I take some selfies with him, and I...
While he's sleeping?
Anyway, I ran out after that. I got scared, you know.
Yeah.
And I still have the pictures, but, I've never posted them or anything.
Yeah,
she's
unconscious. He'd probably, take you to court or something.
That is crazy. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. I like how you're doing a voice changer as if you haven't told literally every person you've ever met in your life this story.
Seriously.
I have proof. But
and they're all like, oh, you should sell these photos to like TMZ and make thousands of dollars. And I'm like, no, because I love him.
Yeah, not worth it.
You don't have to sell him to TMZ. Alexis will buy him off.
I will. I want to see. I'll edit my face in and sell him.
I mean, do you feel guilty about that?
Well, Why would you? Taking a selfie?
She's still invading
with
privacy.
Harry Styles, bro.
It doesn't matter. That's so creepy, I think that's psycho.
Oh, she didn't take his hair or anything.
She should take his hair. She should have been arrested.
I think of it as like, I did it. It's done. Will I ever do it again? Absolutely not.
That's a good lesson, I guess. It just doesn't matter if you're a celebrity. If you come home and you find out somebody slept next to you or took a picture with you were sleeping, that's messed up.
Yeah. But I bet that closet you were in for hours smelled so good. Oh, I just imagine him smelling
imagine
so good.
Imagine the clothes in there.
They probably could have shared some clothes.
Taking a selfie is weird, but sniffing his clothes, that's totally fine, Brooke, right?
I mean, he's a good smelling man, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You work at a hotel and someone named Mick Green comes by. Make sure you reach out to the show. And also text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next.